Hello, I'm Stephen Allen, and welcome to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.
Hello, welcome along to another podcast. Sorry, my chair is kind of squeaky these days, and I don't think it's one that you can oil. I think it's just, you know, it's built in now. It's just going to creak, so I do apologise for that. And I shouldn't have brought your attention to it. I've ruined the podcast for you. Goodbye. It's been a nice weekend. Still doing loads of no sleeping because of having nearly a month-old child. What's the date? A month-old child. Struth. So she's grown up fast. I mean, I say that. Still sits around all day in a nappy, eating, pooing and crying. But then again, so do I. And you saw that one coming at you. So, and also shout out to the people of Peterborough. No, sorry, Stamford in Leicestershire, is it? Because I did a gig there over the weekend. What an audience. It was like a full theatre, absolutely packed out. And up for it. Up for my silly jokes. Thank you, the people of Stamford. If I write any more jokes, I'll be back one day. But meanwhile, we settled down with a newspaper, found some of the stories in there that otherwise you wouldn't get to hear. Do you know what I mean? Right now, there will be a million podcasts talking about Labour's position on Gaza. But only one podcast talking about, let's find out what we've got here, talking about Ricky Martin's incest. We might have to save that for podcast only at the end, because it might be a bit too strong for the actual radio show. Oh yeah, by the way, this is from a radio show that I do. We did a radio show and it came out like this. It's on the show, on today's broadcast, many stories that we could delve into. Graveyards are in the news for some reason. Mini eggs deserve a deeper look. I got some bad news about mini eggs. Oof. Anton Deck, probably not going to bother talking about that. Do you read rude novels? If you do, I'll make you one on AI, because it'll write anything these days. Although there is the story about Gemini AI that, when asked to show pictures, historical pictures, refuses to show white people, which is just funny, isn't it? It's just, there we go. That's the internet of the future. And something about swings. All of that lies ahead of us like a show. Do you remember watching Biker Grove? Basically, this is going to be a nostalgia link. This is what commercial radio does really well, doesn't it? Do you remember Biker Grove? Those were the days, weren't they? There is a return, apparently. Anton Deck hope to make a cameo appearance in their Biker Grove reboot. The TV presenters rose to fame in the hit CBBC children's drama, which ran from, ready to feel old, 1989 to 2006. And here's the upsetting thing, is that 2006 was 18 years ago. Oh, God, that hurts, doesn't it, right there? But apparently they're looking to make a cameo appearance, which is good. Because the way things are going for a while with their story, it looked like Ant would make a cameo appearance on Crime Watch. So, at least things are on the up. You know the moon? Have you heard of it? Well, there's a private landing on the moon. The first landing of a private spacecraft on the moon is a historic milestone, according to experts. There's this Nova C Odysseus lander. It's touched down on the South Pole region. And they say, well, it's going to change the way that space travel works. Everyone thinks it's going to end up being the moon is a base that means you can launch yourself off into space. Like in 2001 with Leonard Rossiter up there going, Miss Jones in space. I am more worried because it's only really, really rich people who can land things on the moon. Why are they doing that? I think it's so they can set up a bank up there and keep their money. Because, you know, rich people like to keep their money offshore. I think if you give them a chance to keep their money off planet, oh, they'd snap your arm off. You know how my sport used to be running? We talked about this recently, that I went to a like a checkup. What do they call it? Like a physical. And I managed to ace it. I got good numbers and I did exercise 3 times a week. Not anymore because I got a little baby. So I've not exercised for a month now. So I'm getting fat. But jogging was my sport. I think I'm going to go back on the bike instead of jogging these days. But here's the jogging news. More than 2/3 of women joggers claim that they get like rude things shouted to them by men. Oh, that is disappointing, isn't it? Jogging is one of the sports we can all get out there. We can all run on roads or run in wherever. We should just be able to enjoy it without some blokes shouting stupid things. And then I realised, I wonder if I'm in these statistics. Because, look, I'd never shout rude things. But when I go running, there is a woman who, she's very good at running. I see her quite often. They're way faster than I am. And she wears like this really bright orange day glow high viz thing. And I did once shout at her, you can run, but you can't hide. I'm not sure if she took that the right way. I got a Brexit story. It's been a while, hasn't it? Do you remember? Like 2016. Was it 2016 when we had the vote? It was, wasn't it? Wow, that's nearly 10 years ago. Anyway, back to those days. Potty EU rules have been blamed for axing swings from a playground. How's that? It didn't make any sense. We left, didn't we? Look, there are downsides and upsides to Brexit, is one thing we've learned. We took control of our borders and seemed to make them open, so I don't know who made that decision, but someone's done it, haven't they? We get to queue for longer in airports. Fun things like that. But apparently, a new pirate-themed play area has no room for swings due to stipulations that state that there must be a certain amount of space between each one. And just when I was about to be really angry, there's a Tory MP who say, like, this is ridiculous and EU laws shouldn't be in charge of us. At the same time, as a father who realises if there's no swings in a playground, you don't have to stand there pushing the swing for half an hour, I'm all in favour of it. Give me another referendum. No one told me swings would be involved. Easter is heading, or we're heading towards Easter, I suppose. Or Easter's heading to us. Depends how you consider time to work. I'm off on a side tangent there. The point is Easter. And therefore, the cost of living crisis kicks in. Mini eggs are leaving a bitter taste in the mouth after their price shot up by 28%. Woo! Look, I know we've been through inflation of around 11%. Currently, CPI is sitting at 4.0%. So I'll take a bit of a slap. I'll take a bit of paying extra for things. But if we've got inflation at 4%, why do mini eggs think they're so special? 28%? The rising cost of cocoa and supply chain issues have seen the cost rocket. In 12 months, the price for an 80-gram bag has risen 20% from £1.25 to £1.50. £1.25 to £1.50, I think is how humans say it. But there's the 1-kilogram pouch has gone up by 28%. And I suppose, in their defence, the mini egg is the one item that can't do shrinkflation instead. You know, you keep the price the same, make the item smaller. If you made mini eggs smaller, they'd have to sell them with a set of tweezers. Well, this is interesting. What are your neighbours like? Brits could be living next door to crocodiles, tigers and venomous snakes without realising it. Hundreds of wild animals, including lions and leopards, can be found in homes across the UK. Cobras, kangaroos, because there are certain animals you need licences for, so we know about these things. Lemurs, whatever one of those is. A dingo doesn't exist, does it? And a bison, as well as primates and wildcats, are residing in domestic settings. This is a charity called Born Free, ran a study, and someone from it said, we're concerned that it's proving far too easy for people to get licenses for these animals. In some ways, I'm glad it's about these being pets. Not that I think these animals should be pets, but when you read the headline, you could be living next door to crocodiles, tigers and venomous snakes. For a second, I thought to myself, how can they afford property in the area I live in? No, I've worked hard to live there. If you're a tiger, how do you get a mortgage? Because they don't even live long enough for a 25... How long does it... Turns out that's not what the story is, so that's all right. Nearly running out of time to mention this story. Apparently, novels that combine raunchy romance and fantasy are soaring in sales because people are enjoying reading this raunch that's got some like made-up scenario in it. Books. You wait till those people find out about some of the websites that are out there. But anyway, I've said too much. Podcast done. So the stories we didn't get to cover. Oh, I wanted to mention this. Former post office boss Paula Venables has forfeit her CBE. For bringing the honours system into disrepute. I wanted to mention that because it really feels like we talked about that story loads for 3 weeks or maybe, which is great because it hadn't been talked about for years, but it's started to disappear again, hasn't it? So I wanted to try and make sure that was still around. We got here. Women get the same benefits from exercise, but men, if they do less effort. Well, good luck to you. What's this one as well? This is probably thrown away. Bonking Brits get randier and are having more lovers. That's definitely a tabloid, isn't it? Randier. Does anyone ever... Do you ever feel the emotion of randier? You're sitting there going, oh, I'm feeling randier today. I think we all know the word that we're talking about. The majority of university students have taken drugs. That's the least surprising story, so no wonder we didn't do it. Here we are. This is the best one. Ricky Martin says that being accused of incest was the most painful thing. And yes, I know I imagine it is. I would hate, most people would hate to be accused of it on many levels. One is, what a gross thing. Second, I've not seen his sister, but she's probably not all that. And that's the thing. Imagine getting the accusation of incest and thinking to yourself, I could do better than my family. That's gross. But I'd written it down as a note, so we read it out. We're done for a podcast from covering the small bits of today's news. We'll do another one tomorrow. Subscribe to wherever you found this podcast. Social media to at Mr. Stephen Allen. And until next time.
Thank you for listening to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.